At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3-quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 9/3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
The multidimensional Ardra Nakshatra. Did you ever wonder why some people seem to be born disruptors, shaking the very foundations of what others accept as truth? They don't just question reality. They tear it apart, analyze its core, and rebuild it in a way that makes more sense. When you think about it, these are the ones who aren't afraid of chaos, who walk straight into the storm, who find clarity in destruction. They are not here to conform. They are here to redefine, reconstruct, and revolutionize. Is it any wonder that Ardra Nakshatra, ruled by Rahu and symbolized by the teardrop, carries the energy of intensity, transformation, and raw intellectual power? This is the nakshatra of destruction and renewal, of seeing through illusions, exposing falsehoods, and demanding truth in its rawest, most uncomfortable form. Ardra natives don't tiptoe around life. They dive into the depths of complexity, unraveling what others fear to face. Look at the scientists, the innovators, the rebels, and the truth seekers who refuse to accept things as they are. Whether in technology, psychology, philosophy, or activism, they thrive in disrupting outdated systems and exposing what is hidden beneath the surface. They don't simply accept knowledge. They break it apart, challenge it, and reconstruct it into something stronger, sharper, and more advanced. And what makes them so powerful? It's their relentless need to uncover what others overlook, their ability to dismantle illusions, strip away falsehoods, and reveal the uncomfortable truths that most would rather avoid. Unlike Migashira's curiosity or Rohini's nurturing energy, Ardra thrives in intensity, in extremes, in the moments of destruction that pave the way for evolution. They are fiercely analytical, unafraid of the darkness, and driven by an insatiable hunger to know more. But here's what's most fascinating. Ardra's power isn't just in breaking things down, it's in rebuilding them better. They are not just critics, but visionaries, the ones who see what's broken and refuse to look away. Whether through scientific discovery, artistic expression, or personal transformation, they shatter the old and construct something revolutionary in its place. So, the next time you see someone who walks into chaos with confidence, who sees clarity where others see confusion, who thrives in transformation rather than fears it, ask yourself, are they channeling the fearless, cutting-edge force of Ardra? Because when you really think about it, they aren't just intense. They are the catalysts of change, the seekers of hidden knowledge, and the ones who remind us that nothing evolves without first being shattered. The multidimensional Ardra Nakshatra, the MBTI connection. Did you ever notice how some people thrive in chaos, challenge convention, and dismantle outdated systems with razor-sharp intellect? They don't just question reality, they deconstruct it, analyze every detail, and reconstruct it in ways no one else dared to imagine. When you think about it, these are the ones who push the boundaries of knowledge, refuse to accept limitations, and embrace the storm of transformation with fearless curiosity. Is it any wonder that Ardra Nakshatra aligns with MBTI types that challenge norms, crave intellectual depth, and fearlessly seek truth? The INTP, ENTJ, and ENTP, each in their own way, embody Ardra's intensity, analytical power, and relentless desire to uncover and refine knowledge. They don't just navigate the world, they tear it apart, redefine it, and build something stronger in its place. The NTP, the logician, is Ardra's intellectual powerhouse, analyzing everything with ruthless precision and detached curiosity. Like Ardra, they thrive in complexity, deconstructing ideas to their most fundamental truths. They don't seek stability. They seek understanding, peeling away illusions, questioning reality, and uncovering deeper patterns in everything. They are the ones who ask what no one else dares to ask, who challenge assumptions, who dismantle the comfort of certainty in pursuit of raw knowledge. Then there's the ENTJ, the commander, the one who doesn't just understand systems, they overhaul them, reshape them, and impose their vision upon them. Isn't it obvious why this type aligns with Ardra's ability to break down and rebuild? ENTJs, like Ardra, are unapologetically bold, strategic, and driven, seeing flaws in the world and refusing to tolerate them. They burn through obstacles, dismantle inefficiencies, and rebuild systems that are stronger, faster, and more advanced. They don't wait for change. They force it into existence. And what about the ENTP, the debater, the one who thrives on intellectual challenge, radical innovation, and fearlessly questioning everything? Unlike the deep internal analysis of the INTP or the commanding presence of the ENTJ, the ENTP channels Ardra's electric, fast-moving, and disruptive energy, jumping from idea to idea, breaking down rigid structures, and forcing people to rethink everything they thought they knew. They are provocative, sharp-witted, and endlessly fascinated by tearing apart limitations to reveal new possibilities. So when you meet someone who dissects ideas with surgical precision, who thrives in the unpredictable, who sees opportunity in destruction and clarity in chaos, ask yourself, are they channeling the fearless, transformative force of Ardra? Because when you really think about it, they aren't just intelligent. They are the disruptors, the architects of change, and the ones who remind us that the world evolves only when we dare to dismantle what no longer serves us. The multidimensional Ardra Nakshatra, the Enneagram connection. Did you ever wonder why some people seem drawn to intensity, transformation, and disruption? They don't just adapt to change, they cause it. They don't accept surface-level truths. They dig deeper, question everything, and refuse to look away from the uncomfortable. When you think about it, these are the ones who walk into the storm instead of avoiding it, knowing that destruction often leads to rebirth. They aren't afraid of truth, pain, or complexity. They thrive in it. Is it any wonder that Ardra Nakshatra aligns with Enneagram types that challenge norms, embrace depth, and fearlessly pursue transformation? The Challenger, type 8, the Investigator, type 5, and the Individualist, type 4, each in their own way, mirror Ardra's relentless drive to uncover, disrupt, and evolve. They don't just exist in the world, they reshape it, destroy illusions, and demand absolute authenticity. The Challenger, type 8, is Ardra's raw, unapologetic force, the one who dominates, disrupts, and rebuilds with sheer willpower. Like Ardra, they do not tolerate weakness, dishonesty, or complacency. They are fearless in the face of conflict, willing to tear down structures that no longer serve a purpose. They don't just accept change, they enforce it. Their energy is one of power, control, and an unshakable sense of authority, ensuring that whatever they touch is transformed by their presence. Then there's the Investigator, type 5. The one who doesn't just seek knowledge, they dismantle reality to its core, analyzing every possible outcome before reconstructing their understanding of the world. Isn't it obvious why this type aligns so strongly with Ardra's intense intellectual drive? Type 5s, like Ardra, thrive in isolation, deep analysis, and relentless questioning. They don't accept easy answers. They break down concepts, seek hidden truths, and refuse to settle for surface-level understanding. They are cerebral warriors, drawn to depth, complexity, and knowledge that others fear to confront. And then there's the Individualist, type 4, the one who embraces intensity, transformation, and the beauty of chaos. Unlike the raw power of type 8 or the detached logic of type 5, type 4s channel Ardra's depth and emotional complexity into art, philosophy, and personal reinvention. They don't fear pain, darkness, or existential questioning. They lean into it, finding meaning in destruction, rebirth, and self-expression. They are creators born from chaos, weaving beauty from the broken, turning loss into profound transformation. So when you meet someone who challenges systems, breaks through illusions, thrives in intensity, and transforms everything they touch, ask yourself, Are they channeling the unstoppable storm-like force of Ardra? Because when you really think about it, they aren't just intense. They are the disruptors, the seekers, the fearless catalysts of change who remind us that nothing evolves without first being undone.